Carney spending plan comes in at just over $4.6 billion, a projected increase of 3.99% from this year. The proposal includes adding about $35 million to a reserve fund, leaving $161.5 million surplus there. The budget features a 2% increase for state employees and educators not covered by collective bargaining agreements. Education is a big piece of the budget pie, with over half of the $170 million in new spending proposed going to education. And in a record capital budget ask of nearly $893 million is Carney's previously announced $50 million request to build a school and repair others in Wilmington. Carney says that's not preferential treatment for the city when you look at how his budget distributes money up and down the state for various proposals.
Consider a lot of the other resources in terms of farmland preservation, beach preservation, and water facilities, and I think there's quite a bit of equity and fairness. You know, it's for the whole state. Everybody benefits.
Carney points out much of the $50 million he wants to spend on clean water are for downstate initiatives, and there's also $17.5 million earmarked for family court facilities in Kent and Sussex Court. He adds money targeting affordable housing and downtown development districts goes statewide. The budget now heads to the Joint Finance and Bond Bill Committees for hearings. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.